This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. In just a few hours, Benjamin Netanyahu will address a joint session of Congress. Speaker of the House, John Boehner, invited him to make the speech, and the White House was not consulted. That has created some tension, but no one expects that'll have any effect on aid agreements worth billions of dollars between the U.S. and Israel. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
In 2007, the Bush administration agreed to give Israel $30 billion in military aid over 10 years. 75% of that money comes back to the U.S. Israel uses it to buy weapons systems from American defense contractors.
So it's everything from Hellfire missiles to airplanes.
That's Haim Malka, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
U.S. aid to Israel accounts for about 20% of Israel's total defense budget.
The U.S. also gives Israel supplemental aid for things like its Iron Dome anti-rocket system. And the U.S. allows tax breaks for donations and investment in Israel, according to Avner Cohen, a professor at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies at Monterey.
U.S. funds invest in Israel annually roughly $1.5 billion.
The U.S. mainly gives Israel military aid. Non-military economic aid dried up as Israel's economy grew. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.